Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirsner. Let's turn now to one piece of President Obama's last State of the Union address last night that could have a big impact on Boston.
In the speech, the president addressed an issue that is deeply personal to so many Americans, including Vice President Joe Biden. And that is, of course, cancer. Biden's son Beau died of brain cancer last year.
And President Obama put the VEEP in charge of a new moonshot initiative to cure cancer.
So tonight I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done. And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you say, Joe? Let's make it happen.
So what will this new initiative in the last year of the Obama administration mean for cancer patients, their families, doctors, and researchers? Joining us now on the line is Dr. Nikhil Waghlay, a medical oncologist at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. He met with the vice president's staff last week in advance of this moonshot's launch. Dr. Waghlay, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we also have in the studio Dr. Michael Yaffe, an attending surgeon at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and a professor at the Koch Institute for Integrative Cancer Research at MIT. Dr. Yaffe, great to have you as well.
Thanks for inviting me.
So first, Dr. Yaffe, I want to get your reaction to this announcement from the president last night. How significant is this?
I think it's fantastic news, and it comes at just the right time. A critical time, really a golden era for cancer research. We've laid the groundwork, and we're poised with incredible technologies, knowledge, and understanding of the disease. Our ability to deal with big data has never been better, and we're at a unique time in our ability to translate the research rapidly into new therapies. So it's wonderful that the White House is making this a national priority.
And Dr. Waghlay, those of us who have long enough memories remember Nixon's war on cancer in 1971. So is this another war on cancer? How do you feel like it's different?
Well, I think it is another version, another national priority to address cancer. I think the way it's different is, as Dr. Yaffe said, we're at a time right now that's incredibly exciting. We're poised to do really big things in cancer research and cancer treatment. And there are some barriers that I think the government is well positioned to help us overcome by bringing everyone together, by bringing researchers and oncologists, private and public institutions and patients to do something together.
So there was a blog post on Medium last night where Vice President Biden talked about this moonshot. And one of the things he talks a lot about is breaking down silos. So Dr. Yaffe, what does that mean, breaking down silos?
So I agree with Vice President Biden that it's critical to break down the traditional silos and the barriers between different disciplines in order to work together with a multidisciplinary approach. And we've been doing just that for the last 5 years at MIT's Koch Institute. We have 7 floors of cancer-related scientists and engineers, 1,000 cancer researchers working elbow to elbow with the lab bench, learning to speak each other's language, so to speak, to try and win this war on cancer. So we've been blowing up the traditional boundaries at the Koch Institute to speed up discovery of new ways to diagnose cancer in its early stages and cure cancer even when it's already become far advanced.
But what do you think, Doc? What do you think Vice President Biden wants us to do more of?
I think he wants to integrate basic science, engineering, the clinical work that's being done by clinicians in hospitals, and patients and patient advocates.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Waghlay, when you met with the vice president's staff, I think last week before the State of the Union address, obviously, what was your message to them and what did you hear from them?
Back to this issue of silos, I agree. I think the interdisciplinary approach is really important for making advances. But there's another type of silo that we discussed with the vice president's staff, and I think they're keenly aware of, and that is the silos that exist between various institutions around the country. We're now at a time where many major cancer centers and research institutes are generating great amounts of data, genomic data, clinical data, experimental data, that's really helping advance cancer research. But I think researchers are also realizing that no matter how much data any one institution amasses, it's not always going to be enough to be able to make really great advances. And it's only by pooling all of our resources and pooling all of our data into something that can be shared by everyone and used by everyone, both for discoveries but also then to help inform treatment, can we make these advances faster. And so one of the silos, one of the sets of silos that we talked about breaking down are between institutions. And so, for example, could there be a nationwide infrastructure that allows allows genomic data to be shared and allows clinical data to be shared and allows the kind of machine learning and big data learning that we've gotten so good at to happen on a much larger scale.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Yaffe, I want to ask you, what are some of the big challenges that are still out there, either like in terms of a particular kind of cancer that we don't treat well or just ways that we haven't figured out, you know, how to diagnose early enough or a good enough treatment with, you know, not too many side effects?
So I do want to say first that I think the disease is not going to be a single moonshot. Cancer is not one disease. So there won't be one team working to reach one moon. There are lots of moons. And instead, there are likely to be multiple rockets, each one targeting a particular type of tumor, destroying a particular pocket of resistance, if you will, in the big war on cancer. I think that one example of where we can make great progress is the use of combination therapy. In some cases, we may already have drugs to effectively treat the disease, but we may not know which ones to combine together or which patients should get which drugs or how to tell if a patient's cancer is getting smaller or going away altogether. We need better ways to monitor what's happening with cancer in the body, and we need to be able to close the loop to go not just from the research bench to the clinic, which is what we did under President Nixon's war on cancer, but to go then back to the research bench and then back to the clinic again to give patients a second chance at cure.
And do people feel in general like the war on cancer? I've heard some people in the biotech industry say the war on cancer was in some ways a success. While it didn't cure cancer, it did, you know, spawn all of this academic research that eventually turned into companies that turned into drugs that people take today. So is it viewed as a success? Dr. Yaffe first.
I would say I think it's been a spectacular success. I think that it's brought us to the cusp where we are now, where I think a relatively modest investment is likely to yield a big return if we invest it wisely. And to do that, I think what we have to do is we have to invest it not just in a single approach, but in multiple approaches. We shouldn't put all of our eggs in one basket. We have to use this new funding to develop all of the weapons at our disposal.
And so let's talk about the new funding. So, Dr. Wigley, my understanding is last year, the president increased the budget of the National Institute of Health by $2 billion, and that was the biggest increase we'd seen in a dozen years.
That's right.
So that seems like very good news. Do you feel like there will be more as part of this moonshot? Do we need more? Is $2 billion enough?
I think, I agree with you that increase in funding to the NIH and to the NCI is extraordinary and something that was very badly needed in the cancer research community. I don't think it's clear yet whether the initiative that was announced in the State of the Union last night means additional funding. My sense is that there might be additional specific funding for this effort, but I think the significance of the announcement yesterday goes beyond funding. I think the idea of making this a national priority and using the power of the vice presidency and the presidency to really create a collaborative effort amongst lots of different players, many of whom often don't work together, I think signifies that this could do a lot more than simply putting more money in, which is necessary, but probably not sufficient to do what we want to do.
Dr. Yaffe, you want to jump in there?
I completely agree with Dr. Wigley. 1 year is not enough to cure cancer. It isn't even enough to make cancer into a manageable chronic disease, but it's a great start, and it lays the foundation. And my hope is that this will include people from lots of different disciplines and approaches working together. Cancer is a bipartisan problem, and I'm hopeful that the increased funding and attention to cancer will transcend beyond President Obama's legacy.
So, Dr. Wigley, I think Vice President Biden is giving a speech on Friday, I think in Pennsylvania, on this moonshot. Do you have any sense of what more concrete things we're going to see the Obama administration do going forward in this last year?
I don't know exactly what the Vice President's going to announce on Friday. I can tell you that, you know, they've been thinking about this for some months, at least for some months since the Vice President's announcement in the Rose Garden in October, and they've been meeting with a lot of people, discussing the ideas with a lot of people, and as you can see in the Vice President's Medium post from yesterday, I think they have a multi-pronged approach that that seems to be hitting a lot of the right notes, including this collaborative effort, including breaking down silos, helping researchers to share data, but also helping to disseminate information to the community so that patients can benefit from them. And another important thing which we've really been focused on in our work, and I was very pleased to see the Vice President focus on as well, is including patients as partners in this research effort and patient advocates as partners. I think that's a critical piece of cancer research in 2016, and will be a really important of this important part of this transformative effort.
So, Dr. Wigley, let me just ask you real quickly: did you hear any reaction among your peers to the announcement this morning or last night?
I did. I think lots of people I talked to are very excited about this. Patients, researchers, doctors. And I think it's as Dr. Yaffe said earlier, because this is, you know, making this a national priority. It's making it official. The Vice President has been talking about it for some months, but to have it positioned in the State of the Union and have such a prominent place in the speech, I think makes us all hopeful that this is the real deal. And this is something that, if Joe Biden behaves like Joe Biden usually does, he will go out and he will do something. He will bring people together and he will make something important happen. And that excites me, and I think it excites a lot of my peers.
Dr. Nikhil Wigley, medical oncologist at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Michael Yaffe, an attending surgeon at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and a professor at the Koch Institute for Cancer Research at MIT, thank you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Scott Kirshner. This is Radio Boston.